the first episode of daily podcast episodes. Now, what are the times? So, I don't really know yet, but we're planning to upload a podcast every day, starting today. But before you say, are you really going to do it like every single day? No. This is the only week we're doing podcasts. We're doing episodes the full week. And then I'm not uploading anything the next week. And that's how I kind of want the schedule to be. All right, I've been working on a podcast schedule and I found out about some. So usually the first day, my podcast viewers don't really come by, don't really see the first day. Only a few come. The second day, numbers bump up. The third day, numbers bump up a little bit. Fourth day, maybe not so much, but usually about a full week, we're doing good on plays. That's my new plan. So, five episodes of music reviews a full week, and then the next week, nothing will be uploaded the next week. And then after that week, we'll have another full 5 days of music reviews. So, five whole days of music reviews every other week. So we're starting it this week. The next week we won't upload anything. The next week we will. Because I gotta keep something consistent, and this is gonna keep me on consistent. So, y'all ready for this? Let's get it.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Oh, today we got a good episode today. Y'all sit in your streets. Sit in your street right now. If you're listening to this, I want you to go outside and sit in front of your street and tell the cars that drive by that honk at you to tell them to go listen to Music Critic. TK Productions / Music Critic. Literally, you have to look that up on Google, and I'm right there. You literally see me on every podcast platform. Kind of cool. But today, I'm drinking water, and I'm not drinking flavored water. Usually, I drink flavored water with those packets. But we're going a little original today, so make sure you drink some water while you listen to this. Let's get into this. All right, we got a special one today. I'm sorry, I just disrespected this artist's name. Kelly Rowland, or Rawland, or Rowland. I think it's Rowland. If I'm saying that wrong, correct me. Flowers. New song she dropped. I looked at her back catalog, and the reason why I heard this artist, because I realized something. In her back catalog, like 8 years ago, 7 years ago, she was a feature in like every popular hit song a long time ago. So I haven't heard her on her own. Instrumental is light, but has heavy bass. The first time you listen to the song, you have that heavy bass drop in. You have that heavy bass. It's going to kill you. It's killing your ears. It's vibrating your ears. It's getting you into the sound. It's getting you into the music. Vocals are very strong. We have strong tones, strong vocal paths. We have good notes coming out of her voice. And we have a compelling voice. We have compelling lyrics. The background vocals, they are great. Though some sections of the song, it gets a little too much. But that is part of the song's aesthetic. The visuals are good. And then the hint of piano is a great touch. You know, when you're listening to the song, you're hearing a little bits of piano in between. And that soothes your ears, alright? You're giving the song more of a listen. To make the song more interesting. There is no drums in this. The only thing that is going is the vocals. The vocals are carrying the song, with the hint of piano in the back. Overall, this song is definitely amazing, and one of my favorite songs of 2021. So you know what this is going for. My score for this song is a 10 out of 10. Holy Lord. What'd you think about it? Did you hate it? Did you love it? I don't know. But don't go yet. Before you say, alright, he's done with the review, let's get out of here. Hang on a second. So, TK Productions has been working on a special project, you know, that I'm a part of. So if you like my wacky humor, like my wacky charisma, like my country accent, stop by, because coming March 13th, we are having the first ever documentary on the podcast. It's about to be insane, alright? So, it's going to be an hour long, it's going to be filled with a soundtrack made by me. By the way, I made the soundtrack. If you hear the music in the background, that's made from me. I made everything, the soundtrack. We edited it all together. We edited the vocals. All right, listen. Mostly on this thing. Listen, the production team, you know, they keep calling me to voice my lines, voice my concerns while I'm on the road. So you know, you're gonna hear me, my phone quality. I'm sorry, but that's what happened. All right, they're trying their best to smooch it up there, but yeah, that's the reason why it's gonna sound more like I'm on a phone all the time, because I actually am. Our first documentary coming out soon, and this is gonna be a big step. You know, we're about to hit 10K. Before you say 10K viewers, just 10,000. That is a lot, and I would love to hit 6K before the documentary drops. I'm hoping to hit 7K by the time the documentary drops, alright? This is gonna go on anywhere, alright? So, stay in tune. We got more coming. Now, I posted the trailer. We posted the trailer. And that's still going up. Viewers are going up on that. But I want to show you the trailer again. You can leave if you want to, but if you want to see the documentary trailer right now, stay, because the next segment, the last segment, is going to be my documentary. My trailer for my documentary called The Rise. The Rise of Megan Thee Stallion. Documentary about her. About her rise. About her, her coming up to be one of the superstars now. Winning Grammys and everything. Or at least nominated. So, stay tuned. I'm going to show you the documentary now. And thank you so much for listening. If you're leaving right now, then bye. I wish you could stay to listen to it, but please, come on. Come on, stay. You got nothing better else to do, all right? Go clean your house. Put this on your earbuds and go clean the house or something. Keep listening, all right?
Megan Thee Stallion, artist on the rise, has passed beyond everybody's expectations, serving out as one of the most, had a big sale in 2019, and now is rising up to become one of the best artists in this generation, from starting TikTok challenges to many other things, from starting a beef with Tory Lanez. This will make her career go even beyond having a song with Beyonce. And this is a crazy time. Join us. March 15th will be the first hour-long documentary about the rise of Megan Thee Stallion, featuring music critics. You want to give us some thoughts about this?
Alright, thanks, Jim. Can't you believe Megan Thee reached out to producing our own documentary for this. Let me focus right now. Megan Thee Stallion, Lord, man. I can't believe she even thrown at me. And right now, I'm running in the ocean right now. I'm running in the grass. So what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life? Stop right now. March 15th, I need you to get ready. I need you to listen to this documentary. I need you to support it. It's going to be one of the craziest documentaries you ever heard in your mother ever life. I'm not even kidding. All right, Jim, back to you.